Yeah. And we are hauling.
Columbia Crossing.
All right, so we're recording?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, it's 7:05, so you can start talking.
Okay. All right, so we are recording if you don't want it on the recorder.
So this is Columbia Crossing, and this is a local builder that did this development. So different from your Pulte's and those kind of groups, this is what you get when you get the smaller local builders, a specialty design to fit an area. Big builders, unless you really push them on design guidelines through your regulations, they'll create something different. Other than that, they pull open their file folder of things, pull out whatever fits the site, and that's what they do. Here, the talking with the builder, he specifically designed these homes to fit these lots. But downside of that is it's not a product he built before, so he ran into some things that he would definitely do differently the next time that cost him a lot of time and money.
Are they three stories or is that just an attic?
I believe that is that
looks like a room up there.
I've always noticed that, but I don't know.
It's like a room.
Yeah, I think it's just like a loft area.
Probably a bedroom.
Yeah.
Loft. That's a metal roof on there. That's kind of good.
Well, yeah. But then it must still fit within whatever the height guidelines are, right?
It does. Yeah. It does. Yeah. It's over half. Yeah. So the way the height's measured is midpoint on the arch there on the roof.
Oh, okay. So they wouldn't be able to do it if the whole floor was there, but because they just have a little sliver of it,
exactly.
The roof line.
Yeah, it's between the gutter and the peak, half midpoint.
Yeah, so
okay.
I think they look nice. So how big are these lots?
These are now, Brad. Correct me if I'm wrong. We still did the we had the right of way, and when they expand the right of way, we don't ding them for like if
no, there was no right of way here.
Oh, there wasn't anything.
No.
Okay.
They gotcha. Look like they're smaller lots for the zone because they had to dedicate the right of way.
It was done under infill standards.
So how big are the lots? Standards.
I don't
well, I mean,
know.
The white house looks much wider than, say, the gray house. So there must be different sizes of lots going on here. Unless they're just long and skinny.
That one's longer and this one's wider.
Yeah. Well, but when we're talking about lot sizes, when we're talking about the density,
right. So you can't see it.
That's kind of what we would need to know. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, we could be tandem. Pull them.
So that you pull two cars and
four. 5,000.
That's something I was thinking.
I don't think 4,500.
Yeah, these are. I don't know.
That looks like a single, but they could easily be designed to be tandem.
So some are smaller.
Yeah, and so what they got is they got the 30% bonus under the infill standards for building down here. So their area, they were able to jam more into the area.
A lot of parking.
And at least there's room in between. You're not going to reach out your window and touch your neighbor's house.
There's always cars.
That's the issue I have.
No, but you're close here.
Yeah, it's close, but really it's close.
Unless your arm is 10 feet long, because the setback is 5 feet.
It's just 5 feet, right? Not including the chimney or the fireplace.
Yeah.
Quite a little bump back.
That's a window.
Yeah, it's on average, it's about a 5,000 square foot lawn.
What's that, like 3 feet?
Oh, in between? In between the bump outs.
But the bump outs not living space. So
well, you don't include them. You can have a 2 foot encroachment into the setback.
Ah, so okay. So that's 2 feet. Okay.
Yeah, so you're looking about 6 in between those two areas.
So this is West Columbia, is that what this is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
North Columbia Crossing.
Just continue down. Yeah, so it turns into Columbia Crossing, this section.
Not according to West Columbia.
And then, did they request any? Is this standard road width?
No, this is the 20. This is the 28 feet of pavement.
28 feet.
Yeah, so there's no parking on one side.
Okay.
So
the normal road width is what?
46.
So 36.
18018.
Well, actually, right now normal is 28. So.
So this was intended.
Really? Yes, everyone's doing 28 now.
It was intended to keep going through.
Well,
so
it has the opportunity.
It has the opportunity to. Yeah. It may not. So this would turn into their yard.
That's a that's a temporary turnaround if it ever goes through.
But if it went through, what would become of that property?
It's their property. So basically their front yard.
They would just get a big front yard suddenly.
Well, no, the sidewalks would continue. So it'd be the same size as since they're set back, their front yard would be bigger then.
So they could either have an asphalt front yard or tear it up and put in grass.
Yeah, grass.
Okay. But that would be up to somebody else to decide to take that on and
Which
probably won't happen because of the expense for.
It's this one
just the road, really.
Yeah, short distance. Yeah.
Zillow says the lot on this is
35. So if people wanted that to go through, the city probably wouldn't initiate that themselves unless they were trying to mitigate some traffic.
No, the city would initiate that themselves.
There's a private property owner on the other side of the fence.
Okay, okay. But what I meant was, like, if the residents here wanted that, would they...
They'd have to go buy all that property then.
But I'm just saying, would they raise the issue to the city to try to get the city to do something? Or if they sit back and say, we're happy the way it is, well,
they
the
are,
city...
They are happy with the way it is, then because no one would want anybody driving by their house.
Okay.
So there's no way they want to buy it just to make sure that nothing happens to it, right?
That the city would decide, yes, we want to pursue that.
There would be no trigger.
It would be the developer who tries to develop
that
property.
If somebody decides to go through there, or the city suddenly has a whole bunch of money. Because it's part of that east-west connector thing, basically. There's no way to get from that side to this side, so basically that makes it from 179th to Kelsey Street would be another east-west connector.
Right.
So
to keep on Highway 2. And that would be like eminent domain, you would take that?
Yeah, or depending on what the developer does. So it doesn't have to be eminent domain, it's just they want to sell.
We recently had a pre-op in there.
For, you know, so.
We recently had a pre-op there, and they just wanted to do two lots, and so they would just do driveways off this. So it wouldn't go through. Are you going to keep us on time?
Complaints.
That cul-de-sac gets torn out if it ever does go through. And that's pretty standard for me. For when you're working on when you're working on a plat and it comes to a dead end and there's the potential that that road can go through, you essentially put that cul-de-sac there with the understanding that it'll go away one day. It's not really an encroachment because it was a condition of the plat. But so on this one, this street, just if it ever goes through, continue down, those people are able to take that additional and turn it in their front yard, and they would essentially have their one area.
If the city wanted that. Isn't going to spend for the money for it, but if they really wanted that, is there some zoning or something they would put on that land to say no developer is going to come in here now and build a house because the city's done something or zoned something for a street to go through?
No, you would essentially have to go through it. Eminent domain.
Well, you just buy it, basically.
You buy it.
So you just go,
But if you didn't buy it, could you still put some condition on it that would prevent future development otherwise?
They have the right to develop it for the zoning.
Fair market value is essentially what you go through. Yeah, so the city never goes through and devalues the land just so they can get it for a lower price.
That would be bad.
Just want to go on the record with that.
It's pretty bad. Like, 1 year claim it's wetland, and next year it's not wetland.
Suddenly it dried up.
That would be bad.
Cute.
Yeah, so really, again, another thing, this builder recognized he had to do something different from the Nationwides.
Why?
And so he could separate his product out. And so he wanted, and he's talking about, he actually owns a plat on the hill where he's going to do all Ramblers. He's not going to do any two-story.
What hill?
Just right up.
1 acres?
Yeah.
Well, he did chain link estates also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have a whole population.
And they're
aging,
one level.
Sounds like a good idea. That's absolutely.
People in their 60s and above, they like the Rambler style a lot.
Yeah,
no,
a lot really, of people coming in asking where they're at. Even today.
You can't get stairs in your Fitbit if you have a Rambler.
No, I'm not going to. So this was, even though there were design standards involved, and understand this, no matter what design standards you put on the books, somebody who only really wants to do a nice design will do a nice design. Other people will try to, skirt around it, just barely meet the letter of the law. This was, even though there were design guidelines in here, this was 100% the builder making it look this way. He had his vision, his design, hired the architect to do it that way.
And that's why I wanted to bring you to, this is one of my favorite new developments here.
Yeah, it's super nice. What? How come there's one metal?
I don't know if they just asked for that. If the buyer requested it,
How long the last
one? Oh.
What was your question about the roof?
The metal.
Yeah, why just this one?
Has metal. I think it's just the front. Sure the top looks like it's.
Yeah, I'm sure the.
Yeah.
Did you ask for your metal roof when you had your house built?
Yeah.
We did. Okay.
Nice. Different.
Yep.
It okay. looks good.
Looks yeah. great.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's
what, roll. What are we looking at time? Time to go?
Yeah, until 20?
25.
Oh, you got 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes?
It's one side there.
Time provides reasonable estimates.
Okay.
We don't have to firmly stick.
Yeah, it's yeah, not an executive session. We don't have to.
Yeah we, okay. can, we can buzz up.
All right. So I'll follow you.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm following Brad.
Perfect.
Can... start kind of here. So
again, Eaglemont.
So this is a PRD, and so it's required to have varying lot sizes throughout.
Okay.
And so you're up in the neighborhood of the 8 to 9. One thing that the city does not have right now, and this is something we can we'll be discussing when we're doing the design guidelines. You see their backyards.
Yeah.
And so you're talking about a lot of area, but you're talking about a lot of slope too.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so is there do you want usable? Mm-hmm. You know, is there really put a usable edge. Definition in there
yeah,
as opposed
yeah.
to
usable?
We're building on the edge of our detention pond. We're just going to slope all the way down here and call this our whole lot area.
Well, my concern would be that, as I know as homeowners, you don't think about what kind of criteria you might have. And some homeowners might think, oh, I'll just go out here and dig this and do that. And right. next thing you know, they got a slide.
Right, right.
Because they don't know the process or don't bother with the process. So right. I would... Yeah, I can see that's an it could be an issue in the future.
It's great study now.
Yeah.
But
you can easily terrace that into garden space and double mm-hmm. the amount of garden
that's
space.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Right. But yeah, if you have the build wall do that. Yeah. Have the builder do it so the homeowner doesn't think they can do their own thing and then mess
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, down there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And walk over the
what is
yes.
Bad, bad. Yeah, but we're counting
now.
There's
a
302.
What's that? Oh, 302.
Oh, I thought it was like
yeah, I like the shelf.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, it just hasn't been built out yet?
That's actually a lot.
Right here? We just walked through?
That's a lot, because the entrance is up there. I remember there was one lot they hadn't built yet, so I'm not sure why they haven't done it yet.
Gotcha. So just like with all detention ponds, because the city eventually takes them over, this
except
isn't...
This one.
Or they're not taking it
no,
over?
No, because this is a dam, and we refuse to take the dam.
Really?
Yes.
So who...
Homeowners Association is responsible for it.
Ooh. That's pricey.
Yeah. What's the difference between retention and detention?
Nothing really, but in the vernacular, retention is something that retains it forever for a little bit and then lets it out slowly versus detention, which detains it forever and it like soaks into the ground.
Okay.
So this is actually a retention. It keeps it for a while and then it lets it out and it injects it into the wetlands over here, yeah.
There's probably a small pipe.
Get them
it's got a yeah. small pipe.
Yeah, big pipe,
uh-huh.
Yeah. So
if it was a detention bolt, they have plastic apparatus that they stack on top of each other so that you can put a put that concrete lid and it'll support parking and stuff.
Like a vault?
Yes. Yeah,
yeah,
vault.
Yeah.
So this could have been a vault, right?
Could
and
have
it could have been yeah. just a sport court or something?
Yes. Yeah, and you'll see, actually I know in Duval where we're going, and it all has to do with the price of land.
Yeah.
So if you can get, once you start seeing vaults, that means the price of land's going up a lot because
a vault takes up less area.
Right.
And then a pond. And so there are some developments that we have with D.R. Horton's development that's coming in. They're proposing a vault, but right now it's nothing. It's just
with a sport court.
Sport court on top of it. So that's what, if we have an open space requirement, and I don't have anything against this, what they do a lot of times is they just take the vaults, they can't build anything on the vault. They typically put grass on it, so they make that in their open space, which is fine. It works out. It's a good use for an area.
Down by the high school, Arbor Heights.
Yeah.
There's a sport court.
Right.
That's actually a vault.
Okay.
And so they did that way. Yeah. So it just depends on the, whatever the developer wants to do.
Yeah, and then we talked a little bit about retaining walls when I gave kind of the original introduction to everything. It all depends. You know, I mean, you have your different ones that you see, like, right down here. I mean, that's your standard what most homeowners do when they go down to Lowe's and buy something for retaining wall. Here you have something a little more industrial in nature. They have a product that's similar to that, but it looks a lot nicer.
What's that called?
Lock and load?
Lock and load, because that looks like lock and load.
Yeah.
Because it's panels.
Yeah.
It's not as tall as your blocks.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of jurisdictions are just getting away from the ecology block look. They just think it just doesn't look good in the neighborhood.
But the blackberries grow up in front of it, you never see it.
Yeah.
Remember Kurt with the ecology blocks at the theater?
Yeah.
What was that?
So,
you had those blocks there.
Oh, God. Oh, I do.
So that's, but the other thing, though, is that, you know, if you want the flat yard, then does that just mean they just build a higher wall?
Yeah.
And so now,
and
you,
then
have
you can level
large,
it out.
Now you have large walls, which is another thing that may not be wanted. Because there's
you can't, but if you did rock walls or something, and you can, those can be planted and not look so.
Yeah.
I don't think it would look any, a wall would look any more or less attractive than what those look like right now.
But the builder could have taken the dozer and run like five or six different terrace.
He could have.
Oh, could have, yeah.
Yeah, and then stairs down the middle, and then it would have been all that garden area that they could use, and it's a perfect, you know, south-facing garden. They could have grown.
So do we have a thing in the code where the slope can only be a certain
grade,
and then after that they have to terrace it up? Is that something we can have?
We don't know how to. Absolutely.
Okay, mental note.
Yeah. Because in one thing, and Brad brings up a real good point, you know, when you say no to something, you're saying yes to something else. And in the case of when we say, you know, we use the topography, you know, as opposed to these mass grading sites, well, you're going to get a lot of hills too. And then in this case, you know, where we want usable flat area, you're asking for walls in
well,
that case.
Well, you have case, a wall anyway down there with rocks behind rocks in jail back there.
Gabian right. baskets.
Yeah.
That looks totally difficult to manage with the lawnmower.
Oh my
it's
god!
It's very expensive to do. You tip over. Yeah. You can't make the turn.
It's a you just roll it down. Roll
you
it
have to
down.
Buy those. That's true. You can have a wicked slip and slide.
Stuff like that.
Right into the fence.
Yeah, right. Right into the fence.
You just put a bouncy house on the bottom.
Yeah. The right angle for solar panels.
Oh, that's true.
Everything
but yeah, because it's
much.
A lot easier for the you know, builder had, to terrace it than it is for a homeowner
and
to
after
have to
the
come
fact.
In and do it
but
after.
Most builders don't do backyards. You know, they don't do any landscaping or anything in their backyard.
Yeah.
It's only the front yard because that's what people can see when they go by the house, and the backyard is, you know, hard pan.
So what yeah. what's the grade of that hill, do you think?
They came halfway up the hill.
So you dig into the hill. Like a 15 or 20?
I'm looking at the top line of the fence.
Like that one's probably 15. What do you say?
I think you're not.
That's like you're getting 25. Right?
You're 20 to 30, I think.
I was thinking 30%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just looking at the fence line looks pretty darn steep.
So there's probably some code written somewhere else
that limits
that has a reasonable.
Yeah.
Go look in Japan.
Because like what? 15% grade?
Right.
20%?
A lot of
15 still steep.
Yeah.
I mean most usable. If you want to call it usable, it's about a 5%.
Because I grow a lot of stuff.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You know, perfect for tomatoes, pumpkins.
That's not really usable. No, but you could have a really cool square foot garden or something if it was all.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. I would like to. I would like to see us avoid this kind of thing in the future.
Do we have a lot of this in some of the new developments?
Yes, because it's all built on a hillside.
Yeah, Rainier.
Yeah,
everything's built on a hillside
now. Yeah, I understand
that. But I mean, Evergreen Heights basically did walls.
They did.
So they have 20-foot high walls right. with a flat yard.
Yeah. And then what happens when design guidelines into it is because they could have chewed up this grade with a daylight basement.
Like the rest.
And you could have had a single story and it could have dropped down into a daylight basement.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, and that's how builders typically deal with grade when you start kind of painting them into a corner and say, we want this out of you and this out of you, is they'll chew it up with, and we'll see a development like that. We work with Pulte Homes on it, and it has a lot of steep grade, and there were some areas we just couldn't get away from walls on.
Well, this house here walls. Has a basement, it looks like, or something. Maybe no, not.
I think it's just really tall.
Foundation. Foundation. Yeah. Yeah. Then
you have more.
A little bit of something.
I think most of them have walkout. No, they don't. Just this one.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things where, you know, when we're down in West Columbia, he went out and looked at the site and then designed something for the site.
That's
as
cool.
where they're trying to take their existing product and yeah. design so the site to the product, and that doesn't always work. Right. And that's where the whole, yeah. you know, because if you could have dropped that down by a story, then you would have looked at flatter lots.
Right.
You know, or usable space. Yeah. Type thing. But they have their canned plans that they're using, and we don't have any regulations that require them to do anything different.
Right. I imagine digging and putting up big concrete walls for foundations is more expensive than just framing up wood and
big time
drywall.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, one question, what percentage of the homes about, in this area actually have basements? Any?
Oh, jeez.
I haven't approved any plans of basements.
Yeah, we have a basement.
They do daylight basements around here, but that's about as close as you get.
Yeah. It's more for square footage than... Flooding or hiding
from
tornadoes.
Where you have to go below the frost zombie apocalypse. States where it gets cold. Well, you have to go down anyway, so you might as well make it.
Yeah,
right.
A full basement.
Third story, essentially. Mm-hmm.
You want to walk up a little bit?
Yeah.
So, guys, if I can go out the north end so they can see the emergency exit.
Okay, we can drive up.
So we can drive up. Yeah.
No, he didn't know at the time. I did ask him.
Eaglemont Division 2. Captain's Lot.
I think that's right there because if you look, there's a wall right behind that house.
Yeah.
So there's only 5 feet.
Oh, yeah. And there's a wall. Yeah. I'm kind of claustrophobic anyway. I would be the one on the top.
So I believe at one of the meetings somebody talked about. View corridors or view allowances or side obstruction of anybody building anything.
That is
typically
a beautiful view.
The places I've worked at, they've left it up to the homeowners association. If they want to do something like that and put it in their CC&Rs and enforce something like that, it's up to them to enforce as opposed to the city. However, that doesn't say that necessarily has to be.
Look at that.
You guys are so funny. Like you've never seen Rainier before.
No, not from Monroe.
How about wires?
Oh yeah,
front
if you go over on this, just down here and go over there.
Yeah,
even a Rainier view actually has a better view.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just gonna stay right here and watch the Northern Lights.
Like, yeah. From Rainier view.
Yeah.
This is where we should come last night. We tried to go out and get them.
But that last thing, old joke.
But they were killer enough.
You cut down all the oak trees and then call it, you know, oak wood or something like that. You know.
So this is a PRD too.
Yeah.
And so where's their open space?
You halfway down the
You're
block, there's a trail with open space in it.
I saw a trail.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it?
No, there's more. And then there's the power line easement along that goes diagonally across there that's open space. But that would have been open space anyway.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't count. Yes, the bill does.
So is that something that could be changed? Say so you can't.
You
can.
Yeah, you can.
Right of way
as part of
it. Yeah, you can say it has to be set up a certain way too. Like it has to be a park or
yeah.
Yeah.
You can make height and width requirements on it. It is a park.
It's useful.
Technically a park or
no? Really, truly a park.
There's a playground on it.
Is there grass?
Yeah, grass and there's a. They ended up putting a dog park on it, right? And a sport court, I think, or something like that.
We changed it the last minute.
Yeah.
I don't remember which way we switched it around.
Yeah, so.
Because we pulled it from one development
to the other. We scootered around, so.
Yeah.
I like this third-car garage because it goes out where it doesn't go.
Yeah, I do too.
Space on their third car where this can be in space.
And with the driveways, it's 20 foot to the garage.
Well, you wouldn't, if you don't want
and
to
I recommend
thing,
keeping
you
that because you either one thing we I've seen is you do 20 foot, and then in areas like along alleys or something, you do zero. don't allow any type of apron because they're going to take advantage of that little bit and wedge their car in there.
Mm-hmm. Also, it really hurts walkability if the driveway's too short because people will leave their
Columbia.
Oh,
yeah. There's a car across the sidewalk.
If they leave their butt into their car off, then the kids riding their bikes, they have to get
off. They swerve
out,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I understand what you mean, 20 feet, just so all the cars get all the way
in. If you got
in,
an F-350.
Dual cab.
Then you just park on Main Street and angle parking and stick out halfway across town.
Yeah, block everywhere.
Yeah.
And then there are, we'll probably touch on it with our design guidelines. I mean, fences, right now it's in engineering, right? Mm-hmm. But it's all going in the UDR anyway.
Yeah.
Some places, you know, going midpoint up the side of the house, they still make them stick with front yard standards, like 3.5 foot fence. So they, because they're scared it creates more of a fortress around the house than kind of any.
Well, that works great mid block, but when you get on the corner like this, you've got to have the full height fence.
My friend lives up by the cemetery, and they're on the cul-de-sac. And so when you're in the backyard, everybody's just like looking into each other's yard. Yeah, the fences are only this high, and it's kind of ridiculous.
In the front or the
backyard?
In the backyard.
Because they're on a cul-de-sac, so all the yards around the corner all back up to the same area, and they all have the 3.5 foot tall fence.
Yeah, rear yard would be 6.
Yeah, it would be allowed in that case to be 6. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can't imagine this person stuck with 3 foot fence.
No, people would be doing stuff in their yard all the time.
Not the entire thing.
It's not the backyard, is it? Or is it? Is that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's something we should look at as far as like defining where we're going to start and stop on side yards, corner lots. Because there is, the big thing with 6 foot fences or with any fences is sight distance. That's like the big issue.
Yeah. And the corner lots, it's really tough.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And is there a setback requirement for the fence from the sidewalk? Like they're all 18 inches or 2 feet off the sidewalk?
That's probably where the property line is, maybe on the property line.
Okay. The property line went out to the street.
Yeah, it depends where they wanted to
put
it. Depends. Yeah.
Is there a requirement for these grass strips?
Yeah.
With the sidewalk?
And one thing, and nobody's ever tried this, but it was something we talked about, because engineers hate the trees growing in these little 5 foot areas because it doesn't have much room for them. One thing we had talked about is on developments like this where they're building an entire street, is make this one 10 and then 0 on that side. So you're still working within the same area, then you free up an area where you can actually have large trees grow because now they have 10 feet to grow as opposed to 5.
The proposed street centers I brought you actually had 10 feet planter strips on both sides.
On both sides within
both
the
sides.
Same?
Yeah.
Now, is this on your 28 feet that you're talking about?
Yeah, right away got bigger, but pavement width stayed narrow.
Okay.
And then that way, for two reasons. One is it allows you to do something with stormwater treatment. You can actually make them rain garden kind of things. And then it also leaves more room for the trees and then gives you more. And then since that was also the idea, if we were still going to stay with no lot size, you still get the same number of lots. But then you get more green space in front of the property.
Gotcha.
So
now down on Curry Road, before they put the dealership in, actually, it may still be there. There's a gully.
Yeah.
Is that preferred?
And if you have, if you have 10 feet, then you don't have to do it that steep.
But I mean, is right that just like, because they're using that for their water retention?
That's stormwater stuff, yeah.
Okay. But is that something that the city would rather not have happen in the front of all these, you know, next to the street like that? Would it rather be somewhere out of sight?
No, because if you look at the low impact development standards, those things, basically that's the way they're going now, is that they're not like that. They're, you know, like that. So you don't notice that it's a, you know, ditch. And then you do your...
Until you walk across it and get your feet wet.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
But since you only have parking on one side, you just wet stuff on the side of the parking lot.
You need to park.
They need to fix the striping.
7:45.
Jack to the center of the street, the last 20 feet or so to Freilands Boulevard.
Okay.
Because trucks have a hard time, let alone cars, making the right turn because it's all sandwiched over. But it doesn't need to be that close to Freilands.
So what are we learning about this?
So this is about a little over 5 units per acre. is what you're looking at for this area. What's that?
5.2.
Yeah.
5.2.
And so what this doesn't have, and we discussed a little bit, is it has straight 5-foot side yard setbacks, which isn't something that's typical in a low, what's supposed to be a low density area. And I brought up the example of having a combined 15-foot side yard setback, minimum 5, so 10 on one side, 5 on the other, 7.5, 7.5, however that works, to kind of expand it out a little bit. This year, you're pushing more towards that mid-density comp plan designation that we have for those areas. So you can see it is in here a little bit tighter between the homes. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, and this has been brought up several times, is the maximizing basically the footprint on the lot where there's no
the big house with no yard.
Yeah, the big house on a postage stamp.
Yeah.
The house per lot density could have stayed the same if the houses were smaller, right?
Right.
Just to give you more setbacks, more yards.
And we can walk down here and take a look at this backyard and you can see
what the market's going to hold it. So it's
Yeah. That's the 11.
Just put a.
Okay.
What was the density at Columbia?
Columbia was.
It's odd. It's deceiving because they were able. I don't know exactly, but it's deceiving because they were able to get. X lots, but then they had to give right away. So they're on smaller. They got that many lots, but they're on smaller lots than what you would normally have in that.
So you can kind of see in between these two houses what people are facing with the wall in the back.
Right.
And so you're just right into a wall in the back and then a fence is essentially the whole backyard. And this is. Supposed to be our low density development.
Right.
I mean, even if they had done the roof line differently to all be front back so that the sides
didn't have eaves overhanging, it wouldn't have looked, it would have reduced some of the crowding look, I think.
Yeah,
the code allows for that.
Right, I know it does,
currently,
but I know that,
currently.
You know, you don't have to put eaves around all four sides of the house.
I don't think
the house. It's roof.
Yeah.
You could change it to have the roof line different.
Do you want to come
to
the Yeah. We can head down here.
Never again.
We just lost three.
I can't impose my preference on someone else.
And this is considered open space, part of their legitimate open space?
No, that's pretty hurt.
Okay.
So when it's seeing some days you'll pass away and that road down there will go into that and there'll be another, you know, 30 houses down there or something. Yeah. We assume that's what will happen, you know, if whoever inherits wants to keep it, they, you know, can do that.
One house in the middle of it?
Yeah. Well, there actually is one house off to the side.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's 7 or 10 acres there.
So that's the open space?
No.
Company's property.
Oh, so eventually that'll be houses.
This is yeah.
I was just saying it
for a second. For the price to get right.
Yeah, you can kind of see on this side of the street where their backyard and it goes to the retaining wall and then to the fence. This is, I've done developments that look like this, but they're more of a 8-unit per acre zone where you get them packed in that tight just because it's a high density neighborhood.
Well, this side looks like he's got more than the
on the side
houses.
Yard.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. That's because he's up on the top of the hill. there isn't such a...
No, I mean, this house right here...
Yeah, he has a larger side setback on the
side. This art right here has a farther...
It's probably just the way it laid out. Mm.
That's the house.
And the house.
They built on there, yeah.
You know, the house is built on
the house is different than the other.
Yeah, it's smaller. Yeah. Goes down there.
Right.
Grab her blue.
They're talking about his car.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He drove by earlier. You could hear him go by, right? Yeah. When we were looking at the retention pond.
Or detention pond. No, that's a retention pond.
Yeah. Any other questions? The stormwater management facility.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
And is this...
Oh, it's got a WRX.
Is this the road that goes into Eagle 4?
Yeah.
Yes.
It eventually makes it out to 191st?
Yeah.
So this will be going eventually.
It's like, is this 136 Place? Or
something
like that?
It appears to be like 136 Place. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My, so it's sort of just
right there. Right?
Yeah.
And 5 acres there.
I got new glasses. They're great.
Any other last questions before we head out?
Okay.
Can you check out the car a little bit more?